love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's absolutely walk that entrepreneurial talk right now on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. It's time for the Small Business Check-In. And I'm excited to talk Mebala Products this morning. Mebala is a local small business that makes custom leather bags out in Maboneng, Johannesburg. The company was founded by Tlalefang Mweletsi, a PhD economics student at Wits University. And reading part of Tlalefang's journey, apparently it was all about ultimately finding the perfect African print backpack with leather trimmings. That was a nightmare for Tlalefang back in 2019. So he bought material to have it custom made, not knowing that moment would lead to owning a leather bag design company of his own. So for more on Mebala Products, I'm joined by founder and creative director of Mebala, Tlalefang Mweletsi. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Tlalefang. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning to you and your listeners, Refilwe, and thank you for having me on air.
An absolute pleasure. Now, Tlalefang, you were looking for your own African print backpack and you wanted those leather trimmings and you decided, you know what, let me have this made. Let me go ahead and find the material and have this made for myself. But tell me that economics training and studying kicked in very, very quickly. And you did the maths, you did some research, and you said, hang on, this thing is viable as a business. What went into deciding to start Mebala Products?
Thank you, Ashila. Yes, definitely. Firstly, it was just me that there wasn't a lot of time besides the proliferation of leather brands in South Africa. There weren't many brands that were offering the service of easy and affordable access to custom-made leather bags.
Tlalefang, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you there. The line is just deteriorated as you're talking. So I'm going to put you back to my producer. Let's see if we can get you on a better line. He's going to call you back and let's have a clear conversation because I really want to hear all about your journey. And of course, we are in the small business. We are talking small business right now on Weekend Breakfast. And the invite is open. The call is out. If you do have a small business, if you are an entrepreneur and you started your journey perhaps incidentally like my guest this morning Tlalefang, or it's something, your burning passion that you've always had and you finally started your business and things are going well, or you know, you've exceeded your own expectations thus far despite COVID-19, despite the various lockdowns that the adjusted lockdown levels that we've been living under for the previous the past 18 months, let us know what's happening with your business. Let us know you know, the future, is it bright? What lessons have you learned? And share them with other people in the same situation as you. Drop us an email, refilwe@702.co.za. Let's get back to Tlalefang Mweletsi, the founder and creative director of Mebala, Mebala Products. Let's check if this line is better. Tlalefang, good morning.
Good morning, Refilwe.
Okay, fantastic. Now we can hear you properly. So the question I'd asked before we had to call you back was, you know, what else went into pushing you to start your own bag design company, besides the fact that you initially frustrated and wanted a very specific product that wasn't on the market?
That market gap was the biggest motivation. Just seeing that even despite the proliferation and maybe even saturation of leather brands in South Africa, there wasn't a brand that was taking advantage of, you know, a business model of mass customization to offer custom-made design. But then also it was the reaction that people had to that initial design that we had made, because I would be rocking it in the streets of Bramfontein and so on. And people would ask me, where did you get that bag? Where did you get that cool bag? And then eventually I had to respond, well, we make and sell these bags.
I absolutely like that. So, of course, you have various accolades. All of this started whilst you're pursuing your PhD in your economics degree at Wits University, right? And you've won various accolades along the way, including winning the Nedbank and Old Mutual Budget Speech Competition, being awarded the UN Special Youth Prize and the Economic Research Southern African Scholarship Prize. So you've been busy. You've been busy. And I wonder how you brought all of that experience, that knowledge to bear in, as you say, mass customization. The two words don't necessarily sound like they should fit together. So how have you been able to scale this business, letting customers weigh in on how and when they want their designs tweaked?
Thank you very much. Yes, definitely my educational background helped a lot, because in addition to the economics degree, I also did a number of courses on entrepreneurship, for instance, from the Munich University of Applied Science in Germany. So all of that educational background helped a lot. But what enabled us to roll out this offering of custom-made designs was leveraging technology, which is what I think the existing leather brands weren't doing. So if you properly leverage the existing technologies that are there, in terms of online stores, in terms of communication, you're able to do this kind of service properly. So, for instance, someone can go onto our website and have a seamless shopping experience where they're changing how their bag looks and so on, and then communicating to us exactly how they would like their custom design to be made. And we're actually going to be improving that digital tool. Mm-hmm. So leaning on technology and leveraging technology was what enabled us to properly roll out this offering.
Yeah. You're a team of seven people. I wonder, when you think about the future, and as you say, you are definitely looking to leverage technology and to improve the user experience and the online experience, but you're a team of seven people. What are the sort of goals for the future that you have for Mebala? Because, you know, as you've put it, it seems as though there's a lot of potential.
Yes, thank you. There's definitely a lot of potential. And most recently, we've also been having demand from overseas as well, so beginning to export. So we see a lot of potential in our business. And then the ultimate aim of Mebala is to contribute to manufacturing and innovation in the African continent. And what we want to do actually is create quality manufacturing jobs in the most excluded communities of South Africa. So as we scale and as we grow the business, we see ourselves establishing manufacturing facilities in townships and in villages, so that we not only create jobs, but we create quality jobs. So that is the ultimate aim, to create quality manufacturing jobs.
That's lovely. I understand you also make provision for those vegan customers on special requests. Demand clearly is high, but a variety of customers as well coming through the door. How big is your footprint, if you could tell us?
So we've exported to Europe, we've exported to America. We now also have started to do a lot of business in the African continent, Nigeria, Kenya, Malawi, Uganda. And then in South Africa, we're selling all over the country, but particularly in the metro areas, so Cape Town, Durban, Joburg, and Pretoria. And at the moment, we've sold about 2,500 bags. But business has really accelerated in the past few months.
Yeah. Tlalefang Moeletsi, we really do wish you all the best on Weekend Breakfast. And thanks so much for sharing your story, your journey with us today. But most importantly, I guess the insights and the energy and the drive that you have really been inspiring. So we look forward to checking in on you in 2 years' time and seeing exactly where Mebala is.
Thank you. Thank you, Rufilo. Thank you for having us on
there. All the best to you and your team. And that is Mebala. You can find them online, Mebala. If you are an entrepreneur and you'd like to share your story on Weekend Breakfast, Rufilo at 702.co.za.